لي. Let's read Durus Sharif once. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected elders, brothers and dear listeners, the hadith that I've just recited, it's narrated from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "Unzuru ila man huwa asfala minkum," that look at those people who has got less than you in worldly possession, who are lower than you in worldly possession. Look at those people. وَلَا تَنْظُرُوا إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ فَوْقَكُمْ, and do not look at those people who have got more than you in worldly possession. They are more wealthier than you. They are more richer than you. Do not look at those people. Rather, look at those who have got less than you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you look at those people who has got less than you, then there is more chance that you are going to be doing the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on what Allah has given you. Un logo ki taraf dekho ke jin ke paas maal o daulat aur duniya ke saaz o saman aap ke benisbat kam hain, jo aap se ghareeb hain, jin ke paas aap ke jitna maal o daulat nahi hain, aap unki taraf dekho. اور ان لوگوں کی طرف نہ دیکھو کہ جن کے پاس آپ سے زیادہ مال و دولت ہے. اگر آپ ان کی طرف دیکھو گے جن کے پاس زیادہ مال و دولت ہیں, تو اس کی وجہ سے آپ کے دل کے اندر اللہ کی نعمتوں کی ناقدری ہوگی کہ اللہ نے آپ کو کتنی نعمتیں دی ہیں. If you ponder over this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us a technique and a method that how can we get rid of the love of this world? How can we get away with it? How can we take out the love of this world from our heart? There's a technique in this hadith and the method that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. And you know, remember, the world itself, wealth or money in itself, is not bad. In fact, you know, with the money you can do many things. You can buy the necessities. You can have a proper house, a proper living with that same money. But what is wrong is that a person gets in that money so much that he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that is wrong. If a person gets involved in that money so much that morning and evening, 24/7, he's just worried and he's just concerned about how can I earn money. That's something wrong. Because in that, he will not also give time to his family. He will not give time to the relatives. And then he will be not fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huququllah, and the rights of the fellow human being, huququl ibad. That's what is wrong. To have money in itself is not wrong. If a person, mashallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, so he should do shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to have the love of this world, this is something wrong. And in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that how can we get rid of this? How can we take out the love of this world from ourselves? Is hadith ke andar aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne ek nuskha sikhaya hai, ek nuskha bataya hai ke hum apne andar se duniya ki mohabbat kis tarah nikal sakte hain. Duniya ka hona fi nafsi hi koi buri cheez nahi hai. دنیا مال و دولت انسان کے پاس ہیں تو اس سے انسان اپنی زندگی بسر کرنے کے ساز و سامان خرید سکتا ہے. تو دنیا کا ہونا, مال و دولت کا ہونا, یہ بری چیز نہیں ہے, بلکہ دنیا کا ہونا اپنے دل کے اندر اور دنیا سے اس قدر محبت کرنا کہ یہ دنیا آپ کو اللہ سے اور دور کر رہی ہے, یہ بری چیز ہے. تو اس حدیث کے اندر آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ایک نسخہ بتلایا ہے کہ انسان کس طرح اپنے دل سے, اپنے اندر سے دنیا کی محبت کو نکال سکتا ہے. And in this hadith, in other words, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us that how can we get a rahat, peace, sukoon, contentment. That's what we all look for. That's what we all are looking for, that we are at peace, our heart is at peace, راحت ہم کس طرح اچھی زندگی گزار سکیں, راحت اور سکون اطمینان والی زندگی گزار سکیں. اور یہی اصل چیز ہے جس کے لیے انسان دوڑ دھام کرتا ہے. صبح شام جو انسان محنت کرتا ہے روزی کمانے میں, تو وہ کس لیے کرتا ہے؟ کہ مجھے سکون مل جائے, میں اچھی زندگی بسر کر سکوں, راحت کی زندگی بسر کر سکوں. تو کس طرح انسان راحت حاصل کر سکے گا؟ تو ایک تو وہ ہے کہ جو میں آپ کو ایک ٹیکنیک بتلاؤ, ایک میتھڈ بتلاؤ, لیکن ایک وہ ہیں جو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ہمیں بتلایا ہے کہ انسان کس طرح راحت حاصل کر سکتا ہے, کس طرح راحت کی زندگی بسر کر سکتا ہے. تو دو چیزیں ہیں. اگر یہ دو چیزیں انسان کی زندگی کے اندر ہوں گی تو اس کی زندگی راحت اور چین اور سکون کے ساتھ گزر سکے گی. اگر ان دو چیزوں میں سے ایک بھی چیز مسنگ ہے تو انسان سکون کی زندگی, راحت کی زندگی بسر نہیں کر سکتا. If a person wants to get peace in this world, contentment of the heart, then he needs to have these two things. Number one, the first thing that a person should have is qana'ah, contentment, the quality of qana'ah within oneself. Now what is the meaning of qana'ah? Qana'at kehte kisko hai? Insan apni zindagi ke andar qana'at le, ye pehli cheez hai. Ab qana'at kisko kehte hain? قناعت کہتے ہیں کہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے جو ہمیں دیا ہے اس پر صبر و شکر کرنا, جو کچھ اللہ نے ہمیں دیا ہے اس پر صبر و شکر کرنا. اس کی فکر نہ کرے کہ فلاں شخص کے پاس اتنی دولت ہے, اتنے پیسے ہیں, تو مجھے اس طرح مجھے اس جیسے پیسے کب مل جائے, میں اس طرح مالدار کب بن جاؤں, اس کے پاس اس طرح کا گھر ہے, مکان ہے, تو مجھے اس طرح کا مکان کب نہ مل جائے. تو اگر انسان صبح شام بس اسی فکر میں, اسی دوڑ دھام میں رہتا ہے کہ بس مجھے اس سے آگے بڑھنا ہے, مجھے اس سے آگے بڑھنا ہے, مجھے اس سے آگے بڑھنا ہے, تو اس کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ اس کے دل کے اندر قناعت نہیں ہے. The first quality that a person should have is to build in itself, to build in oneself the quality of qana'ah. To have within oneself that whatever Allah has given me, I'm happy with that. I'm happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah has given me, I'm happy with that. That's the first thing that a person should have. Because if a person does not have qana'ah in himself, no matter how much he earns, he will not be at peace. اگر قناعت نہ ہو تو چاہے وہ کتنے ہی مال و دولت جمع کر لے, اس کے باوجود وہ چین اور سکون اور راحت کی زندگی بسر نہیں کر سکتا. اس لیے کہ دنیا ایک ایسی چیز ہے کہ جس سے انسان کا پیٹ کبھی بھر ہی نہیں سکتا. ایک حدیث پاک کے اندر آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ اگر انسان کو ایک وادی بھر کر کے سونا مل جائے, if a person was to get a valley full of gold, he will not be at peace as well. He'll look for another one. How can I get another one? ایک وادی, اگر پوری وادی بھر کر کے کوئی آپ کو سونا دے دے, تو انسان کی یہ فطرت ہے کہ وہ یہ فکر کرے گا مجھے ایک اور کیسے مل جائے, جب دوسری مل جائے گی تو وہ فکر کرے گا مجھے ایک اور کیسے مل جائے. تو انسان کا پیٹ یہ دنیا کی چیزوں سے کبھی بھر ہی نہیں سکتا. یہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, لا یملأ جوف ابن آدم الا التراب. The stomach of ابن آدم, the stomach of a person will only be filled by the soil and the dust of the قبر. Only when he goes in his قبر, that's when he'll be away with the money. Until he dies, he'll always run behind money. But there is one thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, that if we have that within ourselves, then we'll be at peace. And that is what is qana'ah, contentment. To jab tak qana'at na hogi zindagi ke andar, insaan chain o sukoon ki zindagi basar nahi kar sakega. Ye number ek. Number two. Dusri cheez ye hai ke insaan Allah ta'ala ki ni'mato par shukr ki aadat dale. Allah ne jo bhi ni'matein di hain us par shukr ki aadat dale. جو بھی نعمتیں اللہ نے دی ہیں, آپ اندازہ لگائیں صبح سے شام کے اندر اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کی کتنی نعمتیں ہم استعمال کرتے ہیں, کتنی ساری نعمتیں ہم استعمال کرتے ہیں. ایک آنکھ کی نعمت لے لیں, یہ آنکھ کتنی بڑی نعمت ہے. اگر اسی آنکھ کا ایک بال ہمارے آنکھوں کے اندر چلے جائے تو انسان کتنا پریشان ہو جاتا ہے. ان سے پوچھیں کہ جن کے پاس آنکھیں نہ ہوں, ان سے پوچھیں کہ یہ آنکھ کتنی بڑی نعمت ہے اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی کی. تو اگر صرف ایک نعمت اللہ کی ہم لے لیں اور پوری زندگی شکر کے اندر گزار دینا, تب بھی ہم اس نعمت کا شکر کا حق ادا نہیں کر سکتے. The second quality that a person should have within himself is that he should be grateful to the ni'mah of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی, the gifts of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی that he gets. The gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, he should be grateful over it. Because Allah says in the Quran, لَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That if you show gratefulness, if you are grateful to the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will increase you more. That's what Allah is saying. Agar aap Allah ki ni'matoh ka shukriya ada karenge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Quran Kareem mein farmate hain, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Main tumhe aur bhi zyada ni'matah ata karuga. Shukr se ni'matah badhti hain. Shukr se ni'matah badhti hain. Ye Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ka wa'ada hai Quran Kareem ke andar. So nonetheless, there are two qualities that if a person has within himself. First is the quality of qana'ah, and secondly, the quality of doing shukr and being grateful to the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he can get peace in himself. He can live a peaceful life. Without these two qualities, a person will not be able to live a peaceful life. It's impossible. Now, how can we get these two qualities within us? This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us in the hadith. That always look at those people who has got less than you. Who has got less in worldly possession than you. Then you'll have qana'ah within yourself and you'll be doing the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because my brothers, remember, as I've just mentioned, this world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, it's not created to fulfill our desire here. No one in this world can say that I have got everything, whatever I wanted. Whatever I desired, no one can say that. Even the wealthiest of the person, if you go and meet him, he'll always tell you that, oh, these are the things that I want to get it fulfilled. I want to get this done. Not even a single person can say that I've got everything, whatever I desired. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made this world to fulfill our desire. دنیا کے اندر کوئی انسان یہ نہیں کہہ سکتا کہ میری جتنی بھی خواہشات ہیں وہ ساری کی ساری پوری ہو گئی ہے. یہ ہو ہی نہیں سکتا. یہ ہو ہی نہیں سکتا اس لیے کہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی نے یہ دنیا خواہشات پوری کرنے کے لیے نہیں بنائی ہے. This world is not to fulfill our desire. For that Allah سبحانہ وتعالی has made Jannah. Jannah is that place that we will be able to fulfill all our desire there. This world is not a place to fulfill our desire. This world is a place of testing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us. It's a test. We are in an examination hall. We are writing a test. And you know, when a student gives an exam, it's not him that he chooses the question. Who chooses the question? The examiner chooses the question. The one who is the teacher, he chooses the question that what question does that person, the student, has to answer. The examiner chooses the question. In the same way, Allah will decide what we will get and what we won't get in this world. Because Allah is our Khaliq, Allah is our Creator. That's why there is another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, who is an intelligent person? Who is an intelligent person? Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu, who controls himself. An intelligent person is the one who controls himself, his desire, his khahishat. Whatever comes in his nafs, whatever comes in his desire, he does not just go and start doing it. He controls himself. وَعَامِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, and he practices for the life after death. He is an intelligent person. عقل مند شخص کون ہے؟ اگر ہم سے کوئی پوچھے عقل مند کون ہے, ہم کیا کہیں گے؟ کہ جو زیادہ مال و دولت کماتا ہوں, جو اچھی طرح کمائی کر سکتا ہوں, جس کا اچھا بزنس ہو. ہاں, یہ عقل مند ہے, لیکن دنیاوی لحاظ سے دیکھیں, عقل مند آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے کس شخص کو عقل مند کہا ہے؟ عقل مند کون ہے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی نظر میں؟ فرمایا, عقل مند وہ ہیں جو اپنے نفس کو کنٹرول میں رکھے, اپنے خواہشات کو کنٹرول میں رکھے. یہ نہیں کہ جو بھی دل میں آئے بس کرتے چلے گئے. نہیں, جو بھی دل میں آئے پہلے ہم سوچے کہ کیا یہ چیز کرنا میرے لیے جائز ہے بھی یا نہیں, کیا اس چیز سے میرا اللہ مجھ سے راضی ہوگا یا ناراض ہوگا, اس بات کو ہم سوچیں. الکیس من دان نفسہ, an intelligent person is the one who controls himself. And if a person controls himself, he'll be able to prepare for the life after death. وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, he'll be able to prepare for the life after death. Because remember, if a person does not control himself, he will not be able to prepare for the life after death. It's impossible. If a person is not controlling himself, obviously he'll not be able to prepare for the life after death. جب انسان اپنے آپ پر قابو رکھے گا تب ہی جا کر کے آخرت کی وہ تیاری کر سکتا ہے. اور دیکھیں جب بھی ہمارے دل کے اندر یا ہم یعنی نفس ہمیں یہ کہیں کہ یہ گناہ کرنا ہے تو ایک بات سوچ لیں کہ اگر اس وقت میری موت آ جائے تو میں اللہ کے سامنے میں کھڑا ہو بھی سکتا ہوں یا نہیں. You know, whenever we feel like doing some sin, a shaitan or nafs is behind us and we are trying or we are planning to commit a sin, just stop for a while and think that if the malakul maut, if the angel of the death was to come at this time and to take me from this world, will I be able to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Will I be able to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, it reminds me of an incident. There was a tabi'i by the name of Ubayd bin Umair rahimahullah ta'ala. He was the greatest tabi'i, very great tabi'i, very pious, very religious, so much so that Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to come to this tabi'i to benefit from him. He was a very pious tabi'i. He lived in Makkatul Mukarramah. And when at his time, during his time, there was a woman who was very beautiful. She was the beautiful woman at that time in the Arab. So this beautiful woman, she asked her husband one day that if a man was to see me, would he be able to control himself? This beautiful lady, she is asking her husband that if a person was to see me, would he be able to control himself? So the husband said, yes, there is a person who we know that he is very pious. He is a religious person in Makkatul Mukarramah and his name is Ubayd bin Umair rahimahullah ta'ala. So the wife said that, no, it's not possible because I'm so beautiful. So when he will look at me, he will not be able to control himself as well. So the husband said, no, he'll be able to control himself because he's a very pious man. So the wife said that if you give me permission, I can test him. If you give me permission, I can go to him and I can test him. So nevertheless, this woman, she went to Ubayd bin Umair in Haram Sharif, in Masjid al-Haram, in Makkatul Mukarramah. She went to meet that pious man, Ubayd bin Umair, rahimahullah ta'ala. When she went, she said to him that, I want to ask you some mas'ala. I want to ask you a question of Islamic ruling. So would you give me some time? So Ubayd bin Umair, rahimahullah, he said, yes, I can give you some time. Now, she had a veil covered over her face. When Ubayd bin Umair rahimahullah ta'ala gave her that time, she came to ask the question. And she said, and you know, before she even asks the question, she took that veil up. As soon as she did that, Ubayd bin Umair rahimahullah ta'ala, he told her, اتق الله يا أمت الله. Fear Allah, O servant of Allah. Fear Allah. And then, the woman said to Ubayd bin Umair rahimahullah ta'ala that I want to fulfill my desire with you. Would you permit me? Would you give me permission for that? Ubayd bin Umair rahimahullah ta'ala, he said to her that before you can go ahead with this, I want to ask you three questions. Before you go ahead with this, what intention you have got, I want to ask you three questions. And after that, let me know whether you still want to go ahead with this. So the three questions that Ubayd bin Umair rahimahullah ta'ala, he asked that lady, that woman was, the first one was that just imagine that if Malakul Maut, if the angel of death was to come at this time to you, would you still have the same intention? If Malakul Maut was to come at this time, would you still have the same intention that you've got now? So the lady said, no, I cannot even imagine if Malakul Maut and if I was to die at this time, I cannot even imagine doing the sin. Ubayd bin Umair said, it's the correct answer. Now, let me ask you the second question. Ubayd bin Umair, rahimahullah ta'ala, he asked her, that just imagine that if we were to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and we are not sure up until now whether the book of deeds we are receiving, will we receive it in our right hand or the left hand? The book of deeds, are we getting it in our right hand or left hand? It's not been decided yet. And we are facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Would you still think of committing the sin? So the woman said that, no, I cannot think of that. The third question, Ubayd bin Umair rahimahullah ta'ala, he asked her, he said that on the day of Qiyamah, when we have to pass that pul sirat, the bridge of sirat, we have to pass pul sirat, and we just about to pass it, and we have been ordered to pass that pul sirat, at that moment, would you even think of committing the sin? So she said, no, I cannot imagine doing the sin. So the three questions Ubayd bin Umair asked her, and then Ubayd bin Umair, he asked her that, would you still want to go ahead with this? So she said no. And Ubayd bin Umair rahimahullahu ta'ala asked these three questions. And do you know, with these three questions, the life of that lady completely changed. She became the pious lady of Makkah al-Mukarramah. And her husband would say that Ubayd bin Umair has transformed my wife completely. Now she has become very pious. So only three questions. Now from here, what do we learn? We learn that first thing, you know, whenever we feel like committing any sin, we need to remember our death. We need to remember our death. What if an angel of death was to come at this time and take my soul away? Would I be able to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? And this will help us staying away from sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and all of us the ability of staying away from sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to act upon what's being said. Ameen ya rabbal alameen wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah.